All righty, we are back, Jack.
Yay. So are you still working overnights, or did you get another job?
No. I have now, I'm starting to think I'm being discriminated against for being old. I've now had 3 interviews and not gotten the job.
Have you been totally rejected, or they just keep interviewing you?
No, different places. Like I've now had 3 different interviews, gone in for interviews, and you can tell they're like, "Ooh, you're old." I swear, people don't want an old dude. And
I know.
And I am not getting shitty jobs. By the way, this job was a massive step down for me.
Right.
And I'm not getting it. Like they've now gone cold. It's been 2 weeks today, and I haven't heard a word since the interview.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, that one blows, because that one I wanted. The other ones, I don't know. So now I'm just peppering. Like today I did 6 or 7 online applications. And it's funny. When people call me and go, "Hi, I'm calling you back on a job," I'm always like, "Which one?"
Yeah, right.
So, yeah, that's a bummer.
Yeah, that is.
And I have been fucking pushing and pushing. And now it's like every time when you're thinking you're out and you get your hopes up and then it's dashed, it just makes you that much more miserable where you are.
Oh, for sure, because you think you get so close to leaving and then you're like, "Oh, shit, I got to go back."
But the one, though, the other rehab one, we talked about money at a start date and they just have vanished.
That's weird.
And I have friends over there. I'm not even calling anyone, because what's weird is I've had a weird vibe on it. It was really cool because it was more money and it was super close to my house, and that seemed awesome, even though I really am done with rehab. I don't want to do it anymore.
Right.
But it was like, fuck it, I'll do it, and it'll be better than what the situation I'm in now. And I haven't pushed it because I don't really want it. But it would be good to get out of where I'm at just to do it.
Right. Yeah, at least it would be getting something different. And then...
yeah, and then you go from there. But so who fucking knows?
What a pain in the ass.
I know, man. It sucks. And now it's fucking raining again right now. And I got a fucking mudslide central bullshit tonight I got to deal with.
I don't think it's supposed to rain hard, but they're talking snow level dropping down to 1,000 feet, which is... the Burbank Hills are 2,500 feet.
Okay, I fucking got stuck in snow twice coming back from Vegas.
Oh, I saw that. I saw on the news that it snowed in Vegas and they closed the road. And then I thought, oh, shit. And I saw your post. You were jammed. You were stuck there.
Well, what happens is they closed it at state line. Because remember, when you come out of state line, you climb up to 4,000 feet right there going through.
Okay.
So they closed it. That stretch of road got a lot of snow. And then... it iced over and there were shitload of accidents because, shockingly, people are fucking assholes.
Yeah,
and they drive like fucking assholes, even in the snow.
Right.
So there was a ton of accidents and they closed the road. Then all of that traffic just sat, backing up. And it's a 3-day weekend coming out of Vegas. So you're already going to have worse traffic than normal coming out of Vegas.
Right.
Then you had a road closure for hours and hours. They opened that. And then by the time I got to the Cajon Pass, it was snowing there, and it was snowing like it was coming down and hitting my windshield and melting, but it was fucking snowing.
Right.
Granted, we were only going 3 miles an hour.
Right.
It didn't fucking matter. It took me a little over 7 hours to get home from Vegas.
Oh, God, that sucks.
Yeah, it was fucking brutal. Brutal.
I'll tell you that. It took me and the kids longer than that when we went to Vegas a couple summers ago, and there was no issue. It took us like 8.5 hours to get home.
Yeah, a lot of it is when you leave. I got done. The girls had a disastrous Monday, so we were done early, and it was like, okay, cool, let's go. And then I run to jump on the road, and I think, honestly, I did better than anyone else in our group.
I saw that you were cooking in your room too. You had to, I know you had to cook for the kids. How did that go?
Okay, that turned into hell. Okay, it was brutal. Here's what happened. My wife agrees to be the team mom.
Okay.
And when you're the team mom, you coordinate all activities while you're there. You make all dinner reservations while you're there. And you host breakfast in your room every day.
Does it have to be in your room? Could they?
Well, there's nowhere to go. It's got to be in your room.
Is it too early for like something in the
hotel? Sometimes it's 6 a.m.
Okay.
Most days, in fact, it's 6 a.m. And the bitch is now, imagine... so there's 11 girls on the team. There's 2 coaches and a few parents come in. So you're dealing with 16, 17 people in your room.
In a hotel room.
In a regular hotel room, not a suite or anything. Yes.
Right.
And then you've got the girls all sitting around eating, sitting on the floor, and they're just eating, trying to get ready. And then you've got to clean up breakfast and get out lunch because they pack their lunch in your room. And you're in charge of shopping. So I did all of the shopping, all of the food buying, and everybody chips in like $25 or whatever, and you buy groceries for the 3 days. And the reason I had to drive, because I lugged in two ice chests to keep all of the refrigerator shit, because there is no refrigerator in the room.
Yeah, not in a normal room. No, yeah, for sure.
So I got to ice that down. Then I brought a folding table, which you have to have. I brought a griddle. I brought a coffee pot. The coffee pot was the best thing ever. That I highly recommend if anyone ever wants to come. Oh, shit. Hold on. Alexa, stop. Alexa was telling me it was time to do shit.
Now, hotel rooms usually have coffee pots, though.
Nope. Not anymore. Or at least not here. Not at this one. And when they do, they're like a two-cup coffee pot.
Yeah, they're usually like a small one.
So, and I agree, most hotels have that. I don't think any have that anymore because they're a fire hazard, apparently.
I didn't even think about that. I mean, hotels I've stayed in have, like when I was traveling for work, but I haven't been to Vegas in a long time. Maybe Vegas also wants you to go to the Starbucks in the lobby.
Yeah. Oh, God. So I get the huge – oh, and I also brought like a Foreman grill. And,
okay.
And I figure I'll do bacon on the Foreman grill, and I'll do eggs and pancakes on the griddle. The griddle's big. The griddle could do 8 pancakes at a time.
Wow.
So
okay.
It was nice. It was perfect. And don't get me wrong, it's a pain in the ass. Plus, you don't have all the shit from home. I'm trying to mix pancake batter in a
two-cup. You don't even have a real sink. You have kitchen, like a bathroom
I'm doing
sink.
The washing of vegetables, and that's another thing. They insist on all healthy food, and the coach is adamant, like not zero sugary treat chips, nothing unhealthy. Okay. Everything is healthy. And you're trying to do this on the cheap because you got to think people have already paid for their airfare. Then they got to pay a $300 fee to pay for coaches' rooms and airfare, and then they got to pay another $25 fee for food. So you're doing all this crap, and you're trying to do it on the cheap, as cheap can get. And so I'm buying whole carrots, whole celery, and then slicing those in the room, you know, making like little veggie platters for the girls, but I don't want to buy pre-made ones because that shit's like, those are like $12. They're ridiculously expensive.
Right, right.
So I'm slicing them myself, and I get it all laid out. I get everything squared away, and they pack their lunches and they go. We do the first day. I did bacon, 2 pounds of bacon. The whole entire floor smelled like bacon. People were walking down the hallway going, why does it smell like bacon? it was fucking nuts. So I did it in the bathroom with the door shut because I was afraid the smoke alarm was going to go off, was what I was thinking. So right. I did the bacon in the bathroom. And I cooked it, and the girls loved it, and they had pancakes and eggs and bacon, and they were happy, and it was hot breakfast, and they rolled out. The best thing I did is I bought 1 minute oats, and on the second day, I just did made a full pot of coffee of just water, no coffee, mm-hmm. So heated the water, dumped it in with those, and it was instant oatmeal immediately into a big metal bowl that I brought, and it was absolutely the best thing I did. And then bagels, and I heated the bagels on the griddle.
So you didn't attract the suspicion bringing all that shit to your room? Because now I would think in Vegas it's suspicious if you start lugging a bunch of equipment to your room.
You know what's funny? I felt like the mass shooter, to be honest with you, because I had a giant rolly bag, like a big-ass rolly bag, and I had all of it shoved into one rolly bag.
And two coolers, right?
And two – but, here's what's weird. I pulled up to the front desk, you know, the front counter – and I had the bellman bring all that shit to my room. So I unloaded the two ice chests. I unloaded the giant bag.
So did the shooter.
And, yes. And I unloaded about 15 bags of food. I'm not joking. Like 15 shopping bags of food. And you know what else is a bitch? So food. You got to buy napkins. You got to buy paper towels. You got to buy
plates, anything.
Forks, knives, spoons. And then since they went healthy everything, I went to the dollar store before I left. And bought a shitload of Tupperware so then I could buy salads and they could put a salad in their thing and they could bring a salad. And then if they wanted about hummus and they could put it in little tiny Tupperware containers or peanut butter for their celery, mm-hmm. any of that kind of shit. So there's a lot of expense that goes into non-food.
Right, just the stupid containers you need for it.
And I donated a shitload of it on my own dime, like $75 worth of shit I paid for, just paid for. And then literally with the money, I just bought food. So the first day...
That seems like a massive pain in the ass.
And the first day we were lucky too, because first day we were afternoon pool, which means we didn't have to play till 3. So I was able to get up. We had breakfast in our room at 9. So I got up at like 7:30 and started making everything. 9 o'clock, the girls came in and ate. So that was easy breezy. Second day, after that, we were morning pool only. And that means in the gym by 7, which means in our room by 6, eating breakfast and packing lunch.
Okay.
That was a pain in the ass. But then, on the second day, after the second day, on the way back... Oh, did you know my wife's a pain in the ass? Are you aware of that?
Yes, I've heard rumors.
Okay. Well, just in case you didn't know, I'm clarifying for the sake of the story. So it was tough. And by the way, I drove through the night there Thursday night. Valentine.
Did
I left.
You go like right after work?
No, I went at 1 o'clock in the morning because I remember I was off Wednesday nights. Tonight's my Friday. Okay. So Thursday I was off. It was Valentine's Day. But we had volleyball practice and all kinds of crap, and they didn't get home until like 9 o'clock. I came home, slept my usual, got up, packed all the stuff, and I left Friday morning at 1 a.m. So I was in Vegas by Friday morning, 5 a.m. I was there. So that was kind of awesome. But
That was probably a good drive at that
time. Oh, my God. It was so fucking peaceful. Nice, just cruising out. Like, oh, wow, I'm here already. And then I had a whole day to myself because my – oh, and then have I told you my wife's a pain in the ass?
I've heard
that. Are you aware of that? I'm just being clear for the story. So it was raining here apparently, started to miss the flight – can't drive on the freeway, lots of fun stuff. So they get to Vegas at 12:30 at night on Friday night. So I did have an entire day. I slept a little. Then, so we go to the second day after the tournament. The girls want to ride the roller coaster at New York. And the coach asked me to go because he's like, I don't want to leave. Like my wife's like, I'm tired. I have to go back and sleep. I just can't deal. So I went with the team and the coaches to ride the roller coaster.
Isn't it like $20 a person to ride
17 for one pass. Pretty expensive.
Yeah, it's crazy expensive.
So they ride the ride, and we're on our way back, and I get a text from my wife just absolutely flipping out. Security is in our room. They're seizing stuff. They're taking things. And
what is she talking about?
Okay. So I had put the Do Not Disturb sign on the door every day because I knew I don't want housekeeping in that room with all of that shit, and I'm sure something's not kosher, right? Well, apparently she took it off, so housekeeping came in. Housekeeping saw the griddle and saw the grill, smelled fucking bacon everywhere, and called security, and security came and took all of our shit. Just anything cooking, they took. And it was gone. And they seized it up. And according to her, they were threatening her and telling her they're going to put her in jail and she's going to get fined and blah, 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 blah. And she's having a full-on hissy fucking meltdown I can't begin to explain.
Okay.
And I said, quote, tell them to fuck off.
Right.
I'll take the shit and leave right now. They can suck my fucking dick. And then it just is on. So then I get back. They've seized everything. And of course, all she did was roll me under the bus, apparently, the whole time. Like, I didn't even know. This is my husband's idea. My husband brought all this stuff. My husband's an idiot. My husband, blah, 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 just rolls me under the bus.
Right. Okay.
Which is fine. Anything to just get it. And honestly, it's not like we had fucking a bag full of guns. It was worst case scenario. You could say, oh, shit, I didn't know. I'm sorry. I'll put it in the car. That should have been the extent of that conversation. And I'll take it out immediately, but not a problem. So I go down to security. They couldn't be nicer to me. Here you go. Sorry. Yeah, great. Da, da, da. Have a great day. That was our conversation. That was the fucking conversation we had. Because they took it and they gave a slip and they said, send them down here with a slip to pick it up. I go down. Hey, here, I got to pick this up. And da, da, da. They're like, oh, here it is. Thanks. Blah, blah, blah. Sorry about this. Have a great day. That was our fucking conversation.
Right.
Still, she's fucking bitching, but still flipping out. Drama. Made a scene in front of all the girls, in front of all the other parents. Just fucking insane drama. I was happy to spend 7 hours alone in the car on the road home.
Right.
So that was that. And so all hell hit But if I would have been there by myself, not only would we never have gotten any heat, we would have finished the weekend fine. It is a pain in the ass, though. It is a massive pain in the ass to in that small of a space without.
No, that all seems ridiculous to try and do that much stuff in a hotel room and feed all. You know, like that's crazy.
And then the tournament was at Mandalay Bay, and I walk into Mandalay at the tournament. It's fucking huge. The tournament is huge, 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 and there's some areas where you're so far away you can't walk. You don't want to walk back to get food or anything. So they bring in these little, just in the hallway, they set up ropes, and then they bring in like catering, and they bring in giant refrigerators and fill them with snacks, and they just set up like a mini store where there isn't one. That would be in the middle of a giant hallway. All of a sudden there's ropes in a store, and you could buy stuff. A can of soda was $5. Right. One can.
They screw you.
Yes. Right. $12 for a hot dog. Like,
God.
And I fucking went, not gambling. I went broke there just feeding myself alone. Right. Just the times I'm there trying to get something to eat. I was like, one point I went, and I'm not kidding, I think I got chips, a soda, and whatever, like $24.
That's like, crazy.
Holy fuck. And then there's people on our team that had like three kids there.
That's like going to Disneyland.
Yeah. And then the coach also knows, like we're not on the old rich team that we used to be on. People are normal, regular people, and they've already incurred massive expenses. So the coach is trying to do everything he can, and he insists you're never allowed to do one thing ever without the team. Ever.
Okay.
Like, you can't – nothing. You can't – they don't want you leaving your room and going to Starbucks, which is 200 feet. There's like 5 Starbucks in every hotel there now.
Yeah. Right.
So they don't want you doing that. They want you to go wait and go with teammates and everybody go together and make it a thing, and it's a team bonding, and I get it. But he also does the dinners. He doesn't want us to go spend fucking, you know, a family to spend $300 on dinner. Right. So we got catered. There was a Buca di Beppo in our hotel.
Okay.
So we catered that, and that turned into a massive pain. And everybody chips in, and I'll give you this. The Buca was the best meal we had.
To the room?
To another room, someone else's room. Thank God, not ours. But someone else hosted that, and it was set up. And the Buca, if you call, they'll do like a catering for like $10 a person, $11 a person. Okay. So that was the best deal we had the entire time we were there. And, you know, and then they just give you basically a plate of pasta, a plate of salad, some bread, and voila, there's your dinner. But we did that. And then they just fucking played and played and came home, went to bed, got up, started making food, cutting veggies. It was just a cycle. I was fried by the time I got home.
Yeah, that's a lot of work. I get having to go do that shit, but then having to cook and clean in your room is...
And then imagine you're running around, you're cooking, you're cleaning, you're chopping, you're in the kitchen, you're in the bathroom cutting veggies, you're putting things in, and someone there going, you're a fucking idiot. Why are you doing this? It stinks in here. Oh, my God. It smells. Open the window. Oh, my God. Close that window. It's cold. I can't stand the wind. Why are you such an idiot? I would just order this on Amazon, by the way, which you can't do. You can't order.
You can't just order breakfast on Amazon.
Yeah, I know that. I know that, Jack. You know that. But, and then when they're not helping you and they're just fucking barrage, I literally almost lost my mind. So we have to go back next month again for 3 days.
Oh, and do it again?
Yes, in Vegas. Another 3 day in Vegas.
You're not in charge of food this time.
There's no way. My daughter said there's no way we're doing it. My daughter's too stressed out. It stresses her out. Because she's gotta just listen to that fucking nonstop. That, and then I'm fucking not one to sit back and just put up with it. I turn around and fucking lash back.
Right.
Brutal. Brutal. And now we know the team's going to freak out. They're not going to let anyone make – it's basically going to be cold bagels and cereal.
I guess bring a microwave and get those, like, microwavable breakfast sandwiches.
No, but they'll take it. Anything that plugs in,
they take. Oh, you can't use a microwave?
They took the coffee pot.
Huh.
They seized the coffee pot. Like, they were and then I'm like – and honest, I'm not joking. I knew the bacon was probably inappropriate. I was aware of that.
Yeah, the bacon was pushing it.
But I really, the griddle is, it's weird that thing even gets hot. It's a plug that goes into like an aluminum plate. The thing weighs about a pound and a half, and it heats up. It's awesome. and it doesn't get the counter hot. It doesn't. It's fucking awesome. I honestly didn't feel like it was a danger. Like, I see their point, but wasn't that big of a deal to me. But I get it. So I did see. I saw a dude walking in with in his arm, you know, the hot plate. Mm-hmm. You know, the cooking hot plate. It looks like it's basically like an electric stove eye, like one electric stove eye.
Yes.
I saw a dude walking in with one of those in his arm. And, like, walked right in with it. And no one said shit. I was scared he didn't see him, but he walked right into his room.
Right.
Yeah. So, and every team there's doing something, and it's so fucking expensive.
No, that's the thing. What is your alternative? It's too crazy expensive to try and feed people. I remember going – last time I went to Vegas just with my kids, there's no more cheap Vegas.
No, like, it's gone.
Every lunch, every dinner was expensive. You know, like, everywhere we went was – you know, like, hey, let's go to the Hershey's thing or whatever, you know, that candy thing. And we got, like, expensive, crazy candy. And you go to the M&M thing, and the M&Ms are expensive. Like, everything there was really expensive.
It's Disneyland now. I mean, fuck, it is.
The whole city is Disneyland.
And there was nothing cheap. The only thing I found cheaper, and it was – I was disappointed. It was gas prices. Like, I'm like, cool, I'm out of California. We're off that bullshit tax. The gas prices – we're like $3 a gallon, the typical.
Well, that's only 20 cents less.
Yes. And then I found it like $2.69 was the cheapest I saw because I was driving around town. But still, okay. And then there's a.
On the strip, they crank up the prices. Okay, right?
On the strip, they're just like California prices. Like, the closer you get to the strip, they're like $3.40 a gallon. There was no difference at all in California prices when you got closer.
Right.
But I was back in town because I was always going to the market and I try to go to Walmart. I try to do everything I could as cheap as possible. Because I'm, you know, it's like not my money.
Right, and, no, for sure.
And we did that. Thank God all of our parents were cool. And, you know, there was no problems at all. It was so bad. The girls did, it was the best they've ever done in a tournament. Like, just rolled through the first days. I mean, ass kicked through the first days. And then just crumbled. On the elimination day, they just fucking fell apart. And it was, and you're due. There's always a game where you're like, wow, that was a disaster. We should have really, really won that game. That team wasn't very good. We should have won that game. What, you know, and they happened to be on elimination day, first one. But your bodies are sore. You know, they're playing their butts off. There's a lot that happens in the course of a three-day tournament.
Yeah, no, that's a lot of playing.
Yeah, and you're also – they're not sleeping. And that was another thing. Finally, on Sunday, they had the early morning shift. So Saturday, we started late, so we weren't done back to the hotel till 10. And then they had to be up and in our room at 6. So they did nothing but take a shower and go to bed. So then Sunday night, they were early, which means they were done by 3. And that's when they went and rode the roller coaster. Then they went to dinner. And then they're teenage girls, and they want to hang out with each other. And they want to run around and go to the food court. And, you know, we have a Krispy Kreme in our hotel. We have all this stuff. And they want to do kid stuff. So you let them do that to some degree. And then next thing you know, it's 10:30, 11 o'clock at night. And then they're back up at 6 o'clock in the fucking morning.
Right.
It's a pain in the ass. And the girls don't get any sleep. So we have one tournament next month, only one. Just a regular Orange County one. And then we go back to Vegas first week of April for 3 days again. Here's what I would like to do, but the coach won't allow it because he's afraid someone's going to go. And I honestly, with Krispy Kreme in our fucking hotel, I seriously would have no problem walking up there, buying 2 dozen donuts, bringing them into the room, fucking putting out some orange juice, milk, there's your breakfast, and the kids would love it, and it would be great, and the coach would fucking not having that at all. He'd freak out. So I think to prevent that, he makes everybody have the same thing. So he makes us do this. But the parents were already talking. They're like, next time, as a parent, you don't want to have to deal with your kid getting up and leaving the room at 6 because – you know, they don't start playing until 9, so parents don't have to be over the court till 9. The girls leave fucking an hour early because they got a ref or whatever they got to do, or 2 hours early. So they're over there way before us. But it would be cool if you could just bring a little ice chest, keep something, you have some cereal for your kid, or fuck, if you want to go get a donut or you want to go to the store and get them a fucking croissant.
Feed your own kid for breakfast.
Feed your own kid for breakfast. But they still got to get together to pack their lunch in the morning unless someone packs lunches. And then it's impossible to make turkey. I made was turkey sandwiches is what I fucking did every day.
Right.
Turkey sandwiches, veggie fucking strips, nuts, fruit, sliced fruit, just that kind of shit every day. So all healthy stuff that they, and then everyone's picky and different. So they got to pick around it. And, you know, there's someone's gluten-free, but again, allergies.
You know what? Have your fucking kid pack their own lunch and just bring it. I don't think there needs to be uniform lunches. The coach can set a rule that your lunch has to be healthy, and then have the put it on the parents to make everybody, you know, have their kid make sure they have a healthy lunch. It's like going on a field trip.
Do you know what I would do? Honest to God, I would also have no problem doing. Go to fucking Subway and just get a fucking sandwich made, and, you know, then put a fruit in there instead of chips, and call it a fucking day. Yeah.
Or fuck, they have healthy Lunchables. You know, they have the ones not super healthy, but they have ones with better options. You know, like
those more expensive ones too have like wheat. You know, crackers are healthier. They're not like you know, Ritz crackers and stuff. And they have, you're right, they do have healthier. They have better meats and they have better cheeses.
You could probably get those at like a Costco or something in bulk, and say, you know what I mean, like, and just have every kid have those then.
It would be so much easier, but. You start dealing with 11, 12, okay, basically you get 14 because you get the coaches, some of everything too. So let's say you buy 14 of those. That shit right there, 14, they're going to be $4 a pop.
Yeah.
So right there, that's a huge chunk of your food budget.
Right. But I don't know if you could do it much cheaper than that, $4 per person, if you're doing fruit and sandwiches and, you know.
Yeah, and I had another mom bring the drinks, thank God, because she had a Suburban, and I was in the Prius, which was filled to the rafters.
They take up a lot of room, yeah.
She bought 6 cases of water and 2 huge cases of Gatorade, and she was at $130.
Right. Like, that makes sense.
Fucking A. So, and then lugging the water in and out. And in Vegas, you don't park anywhere near your room.
So, in fact, a lot of hotels charge you to park now. Were they doing that at your hotel?
Yes. If you had a – now your room key gets you in and out of the parking garage as well. But it's it's $10 a day that where we were to park your car, 20 if you're not checked in.
Staying there. Yeah. That's still bullshit. They used to be free.
There's only a few hotels that have free parking anymore because I looked it up. And all in all, it's a pain in the ass. Also, ours
that's
are –
what I mean. See, that's what Vegas was all about, getting you there – to go to that hotel and gamble. And now they want to make money off the parking. They want to make money off the food. Like, they don't give a shit about the gambling anymore.
No. And it's also lost. That was Duke's favorite place in the world when he was a little kid, because for a while it went super family. It was like a cheap family thing. You could go there. We would go to like Circus. We'd go to New York. We would just ride the rides and do the kid stuff and then go look at things for free.
Yeah. And eat it.
Yeah. And eat it for cheap.
Yeah.
That was what we did. Now, if I went even with just one kid and we did it, it would be hundreds of dollars a day.
Are $35 a person now. When I took the kids there, I was like, oh, we got to do a Vegas buffet. They're known because they're cheap, but they're crazy big. And then we went and I'm like, no, they're like, it was $45 for adults and $35 for kids. So I was $115 in or whatever.
On one meal.
For the three of us.
On one fucking meal, right?
Yeah, for the three of us.
That's crazy. Oh, God. Yeah.
Remember when they used to be like $15 was the buffet, and that was expensive for the buffet.
The greatest thing ever was, for me, there was a Popeyes in our hotel, and I went there every single day for alone me time, and it was wonderful.
But even the Popeyes is more expensive than normal Popeyes.
It was $17 for me to eat Popeyes every day, I think is what my order was. But I would go in, and the kids would be asleep or whatever, and my wife would be off, and all the other parents would go have drinks, and I'm like, I'm going to Popeyes. See you later. God. Yeah, it was... Yeah.
No, Vegas is no longer a cheap thing. Like, you could go anywhere else. If you had it in Arizona or, you know, any other city, it would be expensive hotel prices, but not Vegas. Vegas is like Disneyland now. Everything is outrageous.
It's insane. And then I wrote something on Facebook today when I was bored at work that... And I know this wasn't there before, but I'm not sure. I get off the tram. So the company that owns Mandalay Bay, Luxor, Excalibur. They own all three of them.
And some other ones, too. I think they own Circus and they own some down the road as well.
But those three are connected, and there's a tram that's free that you can go between the three of them. And it was cool. Right. We were at Excalibur, so we could just take the tram into Mandalay Bay every day. We didn't have to pay. And last year we had to pay some crazy fee to ride the public transit rail they have convention center.
They have that train thing. It's like $15 a day or something, yeah, right?
We had to pay that for each kid to get to the from where we were staying to where the tournament was. So this was much better. But the first day, we're getting off the tram, and I'm walking over. This is how big Mandalay Bay is. When I get off that tram inside Mandalay Bay, it's a 1 mile walk to where our court was.
Right, that's crazy.
That's fucking huge. One, because you gotta walk around, and by the time it was, because I had my little
Your tracker.
My little tracker, 1 mile walk. So I do the 1 mile walk. But when I get off the tram, I see a sign, and it's like 4 inches by 8 inches, and it only catches my eye because I see a picture of a rifle. And I'm like, Mandalay Bay has a picture of a rifle. That's fucking dumb. Right. And then it says, weapons are not allowed. Any person bringing a weapon onto this property will be prosecuted, blah, blah, blah. And it's got a picture of an assault rifle on it. And it's sitting in a thing. And I saw it, and I was like, that's some lawyer shit right there. Like, someone told them they better post a sign. Well, we have signs posted all around the property. Right. You can't bring guns here. Like, what that shit is from.
No, for sure.
And I was fucking, are you serious? Because I didn't see those signs at Excalibur.
Right. Those signs weren't anywhere. Never seen that sign in Vegas in the past. No, they totally, like, God. Somebody said, put those up and make it look like you are.
Make them small so no one really notices them, but we can point to them in a lawsuit and say, no, we've got these signs up that say don't fucking bring guns here.
Right.
Now, I didn't know I couldn't bring a griddle in my room. I promise you I knew I couldn't bring a gun to my room. I'm 100% certain of that. That goes without saying. I think I have ignorance is bliss with if they would have prosecuted me for bringing a griddle. I could have said, I have fucking no clue. I'm sorry.
Right. No, I'm with you.
But yeah, so that was.
I don't even really think that's about safety. I think that's about them wanting you to spend money in their restaurants.
Yeah.
Because every hotel room used to have a coffee maker, and hotel rooms didn't burn down every other day, you know?
Remember when MGM burned down when we were kids?
Yes, I do remember that.
That was crazy, man. I'm with you. It's a money grab.
Mm-hmm.
And there's fucking waters where I got a big water, and they were $5, and the other water's like $4 for it. There was some dude. You know they have those pedestrian walkways that go over the strip and all around between the hotels? There's now people just handing out those fucking pamphlets, which is annoying. And there's dudes up there selling bottles of water for $1. So they know it's a rip.
Right. Yeah, and they can make, I'm sure, you can buy a 24-pack of water for $6 and make yourself $24.
Yeah. So they were up there just hawking water, which was smart. And then as I drove around Vegas and I went and I saw, I went into the hills. I went hiking that first day. That was so fucking cool looking, and there was snow on the ground.
Oh, God, I don't think I've ever gone hiking in Vegas.
It was fucking cool. It was really cool. But ghetto fucking bullshit. It is tweaker fucking heaven, crackhead
the
central.
The second you get away from the touristy shit, it's scummy.
Okay, anything on the airport side of Vegas, that's a fucking hellhole. Anything to the left, there's some spots that are sketchy, some spots that are better, and then the further back you get, the better and nicer it gets. The closer you get to the mountains on the opposite side, like on the Palm side, like past all that shit, just keep driving until you hit mountains. That's where I went hiking. It gets really nice back there. But first leaving the strip, it's kind of shitty.
When I was a much, much younger man, Jim and I went to Vegas for Thanksgiving weekend. So we were there for 4 days straight. We met bartenders at our hotel, and they invited us to go out with them after work.
Yeah.
And they took us to some club way off the strip that locals go to. And I remember Jim and I being there and going, maybe this was a bad idea. It was full of like people drugged out of their fucking mind, and it was a rough crowd, and we were off the strip, and this is before Uber and Lyft days. Like, we didn't know if we could get a taxi back to the hotel, and we're like, these people were we were in a sketchy area. I remember he and I going like, is this a good idea?
Yeah, it's fucking sketchy like everywhere you go. And then God, I what was the one I went to? when I got I drove around so much that first day that I kind of realized where the good neighborhood was, and I would drive 6 or 7 miles just to go to a nice neighborhood to do my shopping at night, because at the end of the night I would get in my car and I would go buy what I needed for the next day, because I didn't have enough room in my ice chest for everything. And I always needed something.
So much.
Yeah, I always needed, like, oh, I need another head of lettuce, or I need something like that. So I'd always go buy some more stuff every night. And it was, fuck. It was.
Do hotels still have ice machines?
Yes. I wonder how long until they start charging, because I had that huge bowl, that bowl I did oatmeal in, and I would go fill that thing up 2 or 3 times for ice every, like, a couple times a day. I'd do it in the morning, and I'd do it again at night.
When we were, you know, when I went to NAMM at the beginning of the year, we stayed at a hotel for 5 days or whatever. And one night we needed ice, and they only had one ice machine. It was on a different floor. We had to ask, and they're like, oh, it's on the 6th floor.
That's fucking weird.
Remember, there used to be one on every floor.
They had that at Excalibur, but for God knows how long, because they're gonna start charging for that. It's just a matter of time.
Whew. Right, or just discourage you from even wanting to stay in your room and do, you know, like, they don't want you to sit in your room and have drinks or, you know, like, they want you to go to the bar. They want you to go to the Starbucks. They want you to go to the restaurant. They make money off all that.
Oh, God. Yeah, it's shitty because they make so much money on gambling that you would think, fucking pump your brakes.
No, it's annoying.
Doesn't it seem like there would be the one – I'm sure downtown's got a couple places. Like, there would be the one place now to be like, hey, you know what? We're going to stay – with a lot of free shit and cheap shit and hook people in with that. Like, that's going to be our hook. You would think somebody would do that.
Circus isn't as outrageous, but their buffet was still like 25 or 30 bucks okay. a person.
So they're better. They're not better.
They're not like what it used to be. Remember, I don't even know if Slots of Fun is there anymore. Remember, that's where you and I were getting
on. We got fucking wasted.
And we got such cheap shit. It was like dollar Long Island iced teas or something.
They were so nasty.
Came out of a gun. The guy didn't even mix them. He just shot a Long Island iced tea out of a gun.
Hit the L button.
Yeah. Which, you know, had to be just the shittiest, nastiest booze.
Didn't we both get sick when we got back to our hotel?
Oh, God, I puked my guts out.
Oh, God.
So much shitty booze.
Yeah. See, and then, but what's weird is, okay, in our hotel, this is the weird dichotomy of Vegas in general. That in our hotel there was volleyball convention going on or volleyball tournament going on. There was a dance thing going on. I saw tons of kids running around with little dance things.
Oh, okay.
And then there was another kid thing. There were 3 huge kid events going on. Like, and the hotel was packed. It was half, you know, people under 18 years old. Half right. The hotel. And you're walking through the lobby, and in that hotel in particular, they have a huge, like, sports bar place, and it's this giant restaurant, and it's called Dick's. And their whole gimmick, and they have signs all over.
Dick's Last Resort.
Yes.
They're mean to you. Yeah. Yes.
I love Dick is what they have. They have signs everywhere. And you're like, you're walking through here with your little kids, and, like, people are wasted, and there's signs like, I love Dick. And
yeah, they write rude shit on hats they put on you and stuff.
And so you're walking around going, what the fuck? Why am I here with my kids? It was kind of strange.
No, it is weird. They want your kids' money, but they don't want it to be kid-friendly.
Yeah, and then there's, you know, wasted, drunk people staggering around everywhere because that's just Vegas. Oh, and the weed is out of control now.
Oh, that's right. I forgot they have legal weed.
They don't let them smoke weed in the casinos. At least because I was only in Mandalay or ours. Right. But outside of every door, there was a person with a vape pen smoking weed every fucking door in Vegas. And then you forget too, and I was guilty of this a million times in my life, but seeing people walk around at 8 or 9 o'clock in the morning with fucking drinks already fucking drinking, right. You're just like, Jesus, really? Oh, God.
Yeah, they are on vacation, and they are letting loose.
Yes. And then the parents would sit next to me, and I'd be like, whoa, I just smell the booze on them the second they sit next to me in the morning. And their, you know, that puffy, their face would be all puffy.
Yep.
I was like, oh, they went out last night. But that's something. There were parents that was just one parent and their kid, and the parent would go out at night.
Yeah, I wouldn't leave my kid alone in Vegas in a hotel room.
Way I would leave my kid alone in a Vegas hotel room. No. I might walk down the hall and get ice with the kid in the room, but I'm not going to go drinking for 4 or 5 hours.
No, that's not a good idea.
No, not at all. Even with our kids being older.
Right.
It's not a good idea. Yeah, so that was my Vegas fun. Fun and exciting times in Vegas. It's fucking crazy how much money I spent. I'd love to know, because it wasn't a vacation. It wasn't relaxing.
No.
I mean, the volleyball part's fun, and it's fun to see the girls go. But, damn. It was...
is the nice thing about non-club shit. Like, Lucy's basketball, the finals are Saturday, and it's in Riverside or something, or Rialto. You know, it's not like... It's somewhere you can drive to. You don't have to spend the night, and it's not, you know.
And you're not going to get jacked for $9 Cokes?
No. They do charge you 10 or...
Yeah, that pisses me off to go. That was one thing. They didn't charge us admission.
Oh, that's nice.
The ones in Orange County charge us admission to go to. Yet this one, for 3 days, totally free. Just walk in.
The high school games, we pay to go. But the money goes to the school, so I don't feel bad.
I don't mind that one.
It's going... the Mandalay Bay.
Yeah, I don't mind that one, the high school one. It's like, because you're just making a donation to the program. But when Mandalay Bay was taking it or something, that would
Or those clubs, you know, like all that. There's a profit to be made there. It's not like it's going to, you know.
We finished, of 167 teams in our division, we finished 37 for the weekend.
Oh, that's good. That seems pretty good.
That's because of the first 2 days. The last day really hurt our rank. Oh, God. And then I saw a side of my daughter that I'm like, ooh, what we got to do about this? We were playing a team from Canada and literally kicking the shit out of them. Because the problem with a foreign team, or even a lot of teams that come from far, there were a lot of teams from Hawaii there. There was a few teams from Canada. There was teams from Houston. They're not part of the Southern California, so they don't really have a rank. Okay. So I don't know how they gauge their rank.
You don't know how good they really are. They can just kind of go. They basically want to take their money. So
we played a team from Houston that was ranked 101. They fucking almost beat us. They were one of the best teams we played the entire weekend. They were really, really fucking good. So they were ranked 101. And then we were playing this team from Canada somehow. They were ranked right around us. And we just fucking just annihilated them. It was sad. And so it's the game is at 25, and it's 20-4. And Shorty comes in to serve, and just like boom, boom, boom. And then the coach pulls her, and she's pissed. She's pissed. There's 2 points to go in the game, and the coach pulls her, and she's pissed because he doesn't let her finish. And I'm like, dude, that's not good sportsmanship. Like, and she's like, I wanted to finish it. I wanted to close it. I got pulled out like I wasn't playing well. And I'm like, no, that's not. That's a compliment. Like, fucking pump your brakes. It's not. Don't destroy people. That's not fucking... But it's like that savage in there fucking just wants to fucking kill people. It's so weird. Such a different person when it becomes sports time.
Right.
And that's a good thing. But sometimes you're like, whoa, hey.
Right.
Hey, bump that down a little bit. That's not a good look. Oh, God. Yeah, but thank God we never got annihilated. We lost to that team, but... We never got just fucking blown out.
Right.
Yeah, but fun. Now we'll see where it goes. I don't want to go. I'm happy going to those things and doing well, but you win it, then you're in the junior nationals, and then your life is
fun. Oh, where do you have to go for that?
It depends. I'm not sure where this year is. It's usually the time I went to Minnesota was the nationals. You have to qualify to get there, or... If you're a rich team, they'll pay for you to go. Okay. You can buy your way in. You're in a different division, but you can buy into it, and they'll take you because they're all about making money.
Right.
So, our club refuses. Our club is if you earn a bid, you go, and we have not been since we've been with this club.
Okay.
Because you got to completely win a tournament. Which is
right, and if you buy your way in and you're not really qualified anyway, you're just going
to
lose.
Well, and what they do to you is those buy-in teams are all shitty and don't deserve to be there. So they make you play. Let's say you come in at 167 teams in your division, you'd be ranked 160, 150, whatever. Mm-hmm. Well, the first day you're going to play a top 10 team, who's going to kick the shit out of you, just humiliate you,
right?
And then. And that one year, our old club did that. Our first day, I think we played number 3 and we played number 9 and then number 20 something. And there wasn't much difference in any of the beatdowns they got.
They were all kick-ass.
They just got annihilated, and not one game was close, and it wasn't good. So I don't know why people do that at all. Because to me, it's disheartening as a player to get beat that bad.
Yeah, and to pay all that money just to go get slaughtered.
Yeah. Oh, look, our girls just got the shit kicked out of them. Yeah, that's not fun.
But I'm sure the clubs want to do it so they can win, right? So they can attract more people.
Yeah, and they say, and they get to say, oh, yeah, last year we were at Junior Nationals, and that's a big deal. But
right.
Guess what? It doesn't mean shit because you didn't earn a bid.
Right. You paid your way there just so you could say that.
It's fucking crazy. It's like me saying I'm a supermodel for a company that my parents own.
Right.
It's kind of different. Oh, man. But then I was back at work last night, kind of sad and depressed. No word from any of these jobs. And I am back sitting in the – and now my easy day – I had 2 easy days a week I was getting to now – for the sober living house, where I would just basically sit over there and watch TV all night and not have to do a bunch of reports and logs and all that stuff. That house is closed. The last client checked out of there.
So you don't get to go there right now.
Yeah. So for now on, the worst part is now I'm teamed up with another coworker twice a week. And what happens with me on shift, because I'm used to being by myself, and then the clients all like me because I take care of them and I get shit done for them.
Right.
That if I'm with a coworker, the clients walk out of their room, look at the coworker, and walk over to me and say, "Hey, I need fucking meds right now."
So you still do all the work.
Now, basically, that other whoever I'm working with 2 nights a week now is gonna probably go downstairs and take a fucking nap because they're not going to do shit. And that starts to grate on you after a while.
Yeah, that's a pain in the ass.
Yeah, having lazy, stupid coworkers sucks.
Yep.
Do you know what tomorrow
is? It's like
is?
Back to radio.
Yes, exactly. Do you know what tomorrow is? Back to volleyball practice night.
Oh.
God, it never stops.
Oh. Yeah, it's exhausting. I was just bitching at my kid because like he has too much shit going on. And it was like this weekend we had one thing and then I'd have to rush to the next thing. And I'm like, you're in too many things when, you know, our whole weekend is just going from one event to another, to another.
But you've got that times
and
two.
I only had one kid. I didn't even have the other kid.
Yeah, but
because she had too much other shit going on.
But if she has shit, I know you try to do hers too. You know what I mean? If being at something in the morning and she had something in the afternoon and then something else at night, you would try to do both of them.
It's too busy. Like on Saturday, he had rowing from 8:30 to 11.
He's doing that too?
Back. Yeah, he does that too. And then we had to get back. Remember, that's like that's in near Ojai.
Oh,
and then we had to
God.
Get back to the Agora area because he had practice for his Odyssey of the Mind for 3 hours. And what I do is sit in a car or go for a walk. You know what I mean? Like I don't have anything to do. I don't get to go home and relax.
See,
I'm just hanging out.
I had the same deal. Like for us, volleyball practice is at the end of rush hour in Culver City. Culver City at rush hour is an hour drive from my house to get to volleyball practice. So we get there, and I usually come inside and watch. You know,
right.
I usually bring a chair in and just watch practice or go get something to eat and then come back and watch the second half of practice or something like that. But there's no going home.
See, you know, that's the thing. And here's the thing. With rowing, they go out onto a lake. I can see him get in the boat, but then they disappear. So there's no watching. So I wander around that campground where it is. And then for Odyssey of the Mind, you can't go in and watch them practice. It's like their thing. So I just have hours to kill. I have places, I have parks that I go and hike in. You know, I have like – I have places I regularly go to kill time. And he had the nerve to say like, hey, what are we doing? When he got back in the car, I go – just leave me. I go, what do you think I've been doing for 6 hours? I've been sitting in this goddamn car, you know, like
we're going home and watch TV and I'm going to take a nap. That's what we're going to do.
Doing something that is not me just randomly killing time in a town, you know, like I have places I go hang out at because that's my time killing places. Places I know I can walk around or, you know.
Oh, Dude, I was so pumped. There is one of those ghost shows that I watch. They're out of Vegas. And and smartly, for on their behalf, they've set up a hotel, not a hotel, a museum off the strip. And they've got all these crazy haunted things in it. And it's really fucking cool. And I was pumped to go. And so that free day I had, I got my, attempted to get my oil changed, got a haircut, went hiking, and then I was going to go to the Haunted Museum. That was going to be my day. When I went to go to the Haunted Museum, it was $45 to get in the door.
No way.
Yeah. Dude, I'm not going to Smithsonian for $45.
What's it called? You know, at that point, I always look for that kind of crap to be on, like, Groupon, where you can get cheaper tickets.
Oh, yeah. The Haunted – I think it's just – it might just be called the Haunted Museum in Las Vegas. But it was $45, and I'm like, I'm out. I'm not going, because I knew I was going to be spending money hand.
Zach Baggins, yes. The Haunted Museum in Las Vegas.
That's it. The best thing they have there is he's the guy that did a – it was pretty cool, because that's his job, to do ghost hunting shit. He bought a house in Indiana a number of years ago that supposedly everybody in it's like demonically possessed and shit. And he went and bought it and filmed a documentary on it and lived in it and filmed a documentary and did all this cool stuff. And then at the end, tore it down. When he was done with the documentary, tore it down, but took an entire room of that house and brought it to that fucking museum and had it rebuilt inside that museum. It's got like really cool shit like that in it. That I
so far, the cheapest tickets I found are $44, which is not a bargain.
No, that's not. I'm telling you, I would have been fine paying $25. All right, fine. But maybe even 30. But $45 is fucking brutal.
Yeah, and so far, at one point they did have tickets on Gold Star, but they don't have any right now. Like all the discount sites, it looks like, they're not discounting at the moment.
I wonder if it's like Vegas too, where certain days of the week it's cheaper, maybe.
Maybe.
You know, and I was there on a Friday, which would be an expensive day.
Oh, here's let's see what Groupon. Why is everything
half off? Totally, I'm in. At that point, $22, I'm going.
Oh, did you find it on Groupon?
No, I'm saying if you could find a half-off one on Groupon, I would totally be into that.
This says $44 again.
Yeah.
Like, that's not a deal.
No, that's not even a dollar off.
Right.
Oh, God.
That's crazy that they don't have discount tickets for this. Usually you can find discounted tickets for everything, you know?
Yeah. Oh, and then here's our public service announcement. It's coyote breeding season, so be very careful with your small animals outside if you've heard them chirping a lot lately.
Oh, are they?
Yeah. The clients are freaking out at work because you can hear them up in the hill at night. Like, burr, burr, burr.
You know where I live in Burbank. I live by Portos. Yeah. I don't live by any hills or anything. The other night, I got home from work and I went for a walk. So I was getting back to my house at about 6:30, not late. And a coyote ran out right in front of me and across the bike path right down here, like in broad daylight pretty much. I was like shocked at how brazen the coyote was in the neighborhood. Ran by this lady who had a German Shepherd, and the German Shepherd freaked out. And then the coyote ran off because the coyote knew it couldn't fuck with the German Shepherd. But there were people – I live on a busy bike path. It was 6:30, so there's still like, you know, commuters driving home and stuff around here. And it was crazy. A coyote ran right by me.
They've become urban dwellers. They've just adjusted.
Yeah, they're not afraid of people, and they don't care if it's during the day or if there's a lot of people out anymore.
About a week ago, we were driving down Sunset, and we were almost to our street, and a big fucking coyote darted in front of us. And I noticed when it ran across the front of us, I slammed on the brakes, he had like half a tail.
Oh, so he'd been...
Yeah. I turn, and I come home, and then the dogs had been in the house. So as soon as we came in, someone complained that the trash needed to be taken out. So I was taking the trash out, and I always let the dogs out to go in the front yard. And I said, someone come watch the dogs, because that coyote's out here, there's probably more. Somebody come watch the dogs while I take the trash out, and then I'll watch the dogs, you guys can go in. And my daughter goes, no, they're fine. And I go, all right, they're not going to get my dog. The German Shepherd's fine. He's going to be good. And sure as shit, I let the dogs in the yard. And I fucking walked to the trash can, which is 45 feet from where my dogs are. And when I turn around, that same fucking half-tailed coyote is standing, coming towards my gate at the pug. And the German Shepherd never saw it, which is weird. He usually sees it.
Yeah,
and I yelled at it. And when I yelled at it, it didn't run, but it stopped coming forward.
Right.
And then I ran over to where the dog was. And then the dog, the stupid fucking pug, never saw it, was running around like a fucking idiot. He was almost food. And I came in the house and told my daughter, your dog almost got eaten. That he just almost got chowed down because you wouldn't watch him.
No, you can't have outside pets anymore. I don't care where you live. The coyotes are everywhere. And if I don't know how, like every once in a while, although it's rare, I'll see a cat in my neighborhood. And I think that I don't know how that cat survives.
Yeah. Hey, have you seen all of the outrage on Facebook about the 1970 John Wayne interview? Have you seen that?
Yeah, I think that's pretty funny.
Okay. I saw it and I read it and I was like, holy shit, this is racist fucked up stuff. But then I did the math in my head. Dude, he was born 45 years after the end of the Civil War.
Right. And also,
people were racist. Shocking,
not shocking that John Wayne was a racist.
No.
Really.
But by the way, what I drew from it, I was like, wow, not that I wasn't horrified by the shit he said, but when I look back, I was like, I would have been more surprised if he wasn't racist.
Right.
Being that old, born in 1907. Civil War ended in 1865. Slavery abolished in 1865. He was born in 1907. And, you know, his parents were born really close to the end of the Civil War. So they're fucking – those people are racist. That was a racist time in America. We hadn't even – it wasn't until the 60s that we got to the Civil Rights Movement. And people are still racist in America. Imagine how bad it was. You know, the further back you go, the worse it's going to be. I would have been more shocked for him to have not been racist.
Yeah, if he had real open if he's a real free thinker, you probably would have been, wow.
If he'd have been like, you know, I'm really trying to make movies and give minority actors a break and help them out, like, you'd have been like, damn, like, that's shocking. But you know what's weird? If I am not mistaken, I don't know if it was his wife from the get-go, he was married to a Peruvian.
Oh, was he?
At some point.
To be honest, until I saw all that stuff going around the internet, I hadn't even thought about John Wayne in years. Like, he is so off the radar of anything. You never see – I never see old John Wayne movies on TV anymore. I never – you know, you don't see him on T-shirts or, you know, like – he's not a pop culture icon anymore. I never even think about him.
Yeah. Yeah, here it is. This chick here, John Wayne. Yeah, his wife, Josephine Saenz. She was a fucking Peruvian. And they have two kids. Oh, no. They have two sons, Michael and Patrick, and two daughters, Antonia and Melinda. He has four kids with her.
Who are in their 80s? How old are those?
Well, those kids are fucking old. Because he
was
72 or something, I think, when he died. And that was in the 70s. Or did he die in like 80, 81, 82,
it
somewhere around there?
A long time ago. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, all in all... not surprising. As horrifying as what he said was. Also, the shit we was talking about fag movies and stuff is like, holy shit. You are a piece of shit. But I think he was a slice of what America really was and is.
No, totally.
Yeah, I keep seeing like people are blown away by it. And it is shocking when you look back on it at the same time. Not shocking at all.
I mean, I'm with you more not shocking.
Yeah, like I didn't because, you know, you have the right to be offended at anything, but so many people I saw were posting that I wouldn't chime in and be like, is this surprising to you? Like,
Dan Dunn. I think Dan posted something like.
Dan had it too. Yeah, Dan was all fucking butthurt about it, but Dan.
No, didn't he say he had something funny like, we should make sure he doesn't work anymore or something. You know, it was something to that effect.
The Me Too. That's going to be next. The Me Too. Yeah, John Wayne. You think he sexually harassed a few women along the way?
Oh,
too?
My God. I could imagine if there were cell phones and the internet back from the Rat Pack days.
Oh,
I can't even imagine what those guys did.
Dude, if you've ever seen the 50 biographies made on Marilyn Monroe, she was fucking raped nonstop throughout her entire fucking life. Abused and raped by men of power. Like... that's her story. It's a tragic, horrible story when you read about it. Or I've seen some documentaries on her before.
I can't imagine what those Rat Packers did. You know, like,
dude,
those guys were above the law. I mean, like, everybody, yeah, you know, like, they could do whatever they wanted.
Dude, like, if they would have, what's his name? Teddy Kennedy. Remember he got fucked up, drove that chick into a lake, mm-hmm. and it was like, yeah, right. It was accident. Sorry, no big deal.
Yeah.
Some chick he was bringing home from a party he was trying to bang or some shit like that. It's like, dude, you got away with murder back in those. Well, now people still get away with murder every now and then, but.
Yeah, every once in a while, but I mean,
it was like a lot easier.
The shit that they would get away. You know, it's funny, even like Bing and I watched Bohemian Rhapsody this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
And it was funny because about halfway through it, he looks at me and he goes, so Freddie Mercury was just a jerk and everything was his fault. And I looked at him, I said, hey, just so you can put this in perspective, he's the only one dead and everybody else was a producer on this movie. So, you know, like, take this with a grain of salt and knowing that all the living dudes wanted to put their spin on this, you know?
It'd be like the Guns N' Roses story without Axl. They'd all be like, Axl's a fucking dick.
Okay, but the one I have hope for, because they are all still alive, but I think it's going to be honest. Netflix is doing the Motley Crue book. They're doing the movie on the Motley Crue book. And those guys seem to be pretty honest about their badness.
Yeah, they're going to shred Vince, though.
Probably. Did they in the book?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
I don't know. I didn't read the book, but I mean, it'll be interesting to see. I want to see that one. I never read the book, but I saw the preview for it and I was like, oh, this one looks pretty honest. And I watched,
Vince killed a guy.
Yeah. And that's in the movie.
Yeah.
I saw that in the preview that when the Vince kills the guy, I watched the Oasis documentary, which that was actually pretty honest. I was really disappointed with Bohemian Rhapsody. I know everybody loves it, but I thought it was like Straight Outta Compton. It was all fluff and it was made.
I liked Straight Outta Compton. I thought it was really good. That movie, I think, should have been nominated for some awards and wasn't. And now we have fucking Black Panther nominated for Best Picture.
Right.
That wasn't even the best superhero movie of the year, let alone a Best Picture of the year.
I just thought
that movie blew.
I thought Straight Outta Compton, they took some of the edge out of it and, like, you know, like most people know the real story behind that. And they kind of, but again, you had Dre and Cube as producers and, you know, the only one who's dead is Easy. So he was the only one who didn't really get a say in what was said.
They also didn't let his kid wanted to play him too and they wouldn't let him, but also he might have been a shitty actor.
Right. Yeah, Cube's son was at least a decent actor. But I liked Straight Outta Compton better than Bohemian Rhapsody.
I didn't see Bohemian Rhapsody just because I don't really give a shit. That, you know what I mean? Like, I liked that music when I was a kid, but it wasn't like if there was a documentary made on Star Wars, like, I'd probably go see that shit because I was a little kid. That movie was huge for me.
Just in their defense, Bohemian Rhapsody is not a documentary. It's, you know.
Yeah,
it's
just their story.
It's just the movie of their story, but it is super sanitized and. And simplified. I mean, it's like they go from we're going to be a band to they get like discovered right away. And, you know, like shit that was like.
Seems crazy.
Yeah, I just don't think it's as great as everybody said it was.
Oh, man.
But it was funny that Bing, you know, he's sitting here and Bing knows the music, but he didn't really know any of the story. And when he's, you know, he's like, so Freddie Mercury is just a bad guy and all the problems were his fault. And I'm like, you can't, you know, it's not that simple. And. That those other guys made this movie.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Sacha Baron Cohen wanted to do it. And then because of Brian May and the other dudes wanting to tell the story their way, he backed out.
Is that why he bailed? I wondered why he bailed.
Because he realized it was going to be a fluff piece and he didn't want to be part of it. And he would have been great in that role. I know everybody thinks that Robbie Malek kid was great, but I think Sacha Baron Cohen would have been.
Isn't Robbie Malek the kid from The Office?
No, he is from one of those shows, but not The Office. He is from
I thought he was the fucking I swear I thought he was from The Office.
No, he's from
Twilight?
Is that Silicon Valley or something? Let me see. I think it's that show. Let's see, Early Life Education.
Oh yeah. Okay, I see him. I recognize. I'm confusing him with another dude that was on The Office, but okay, I know exactly who that is.
Yeah, but what show is it that he was? He's in a series.
He was on Gilmore Girls.
Was he?
Yes.
Was he super young then?
I guess he was in we might know him, Jack. He might be our homie. We were on Gilmore Girls.
That's right. I Oh, Mr. Robot. That was the show that he was on.
Wow.
That I never seen Mr. Robot, but I know that's the one that I think blew him up bigger, where everybody knew him then.
Yeah, I've seen him in other stuff too, now that I'm recognizing. I'm trying to see what his biography is, or his filmography.
Filmography?
Yeah, I'm thinking discography, but it's not.
He was in Night in the Museum. He was in Night in the Museum, Battle of the Smithsonian. He was in Larry Crown, which I've never heard of. He was in Battleship. Remember that horrible movie based on the game? He was in the Twilight Saga, Breaking Dawn Part 2. He was in The Master. Ain't Them Bodies Saints. I don't know what that is. Short Term 12, Old Boy. He's in a lot of movies I never heard of.
Oh, he went to Notre Dame High School in the Valley.
He was in Night in the Museum, Secret of the Tomb. So he was in all of the Night in the Museums.
Dude, you know what's crazy? Speaking of, somehow I'm talking to our coach this weekend, and he went to high school with Big Boy. He's known Big Boy since they were freshmen in high school. I was like, no fucking way, really? How strange is that?
Where did Big Boy go to school?
Culver City.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's a big Culver City kid.
I knew he was yokel, but I didn't know from where.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Craziness. We're on overtime, Jack. It is time for us to go.
Let's wrap it up.
I'm going to go cook stinky food in my house and make it smell.
And then what, off to work?
Yeah, no, just to make everyone mad and then go to work, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so everyone have a good week. We'll talk to you next week. Till then, peace out.
Jack off.
Goodbye.